Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, yeah. We get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. Hustle hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Already. Welcome to Global 14. The Club goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Yeah, it goes down every Wednesday night. What's up, Golden? Also host Golden on the line with you. I'm Onyx. What's up, homie?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Oh, my gosh. You already know. It's a rip and run, like every Wednesday. But, hey, we here. We ready to get
in. Oh, man, it's crazy right now. I don't know if you're getting that rain like we're getting out here, but we getting drenched out here in Florida.
It's pretty bad, man. All those tornadoes, man. That was definitely sad, by the way. My condolences to everybody out there that was affected by those tornadoes.
And
that was just... It was pretty crazy right there. It was everywhere. But, yeah, the rain this way, it's been a lot of flooding. It's been a lot of accidents. So hopefully everybody just stay safe, do their best. Stay indoors if you don't have to go outdoors because, it's pretty bad.
Yes, sir.
Definitely stick that out there. But, yeah, so we're getting that nasty weather, but it's all good. Hopefully nothing interferes with tonight's broadcast. Again, you guys, every Wednesday night, Global 14, The Cut via and made it please global14.com. So head over there if you get an opportunity. Check out that site. Check out the homie JD. Congratulations to Mariah Carey for topping Billboard, another Billboard hit with Trey Songz, Your Mind, the dance club version. So
Mariah Carey won't let them charts go, will she? She gonna always make a chart.
Always. What else is new? Hey, you know, I had some people contact me, as you know, we always do, about getting their record played on our show. Can you let them know how they could be considered for the airplay and all of that?
Most definitely. I was actually explaining this to somebody about 30 minutes ago. Always just hit us up on our social networks. You can reach Onyx at Onyx254. You can reach me at The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece. But basically hit us up on our DMs if you're hitting us up through Twitter. You know, let us know what songs you want us to play when we do our live show, when we do our show for independent artists. And like we always say, don't just shoot us a link with your music and not tell us a little bit about yourself, or, you know, give us a website or something where we could do some background on you and let people know where you're trying to go with your career. Let people know exactly what you're trying to do. We don't want to just, hey, here's so-and-so's music. Where you from, what you do, how'd you start? And we always like to get that background. Or you can hit us on Instagram. You know, they got the private messages on there right now, so you can hit us on that. And you can hit us up on global14.com, of course. Onyx is Onyx254 on Global 14. I'm Golden Fleece on Global 14. They got private messages on there. That way you're not just seeming like you're spamming people. You're actually talking to us privately, you know what I'm saying, and letting us know what you want. Let us, you know, some of y'all might have to give us like one, two, or three songs. We might say, I don't know if this is the one. Oh, okay, well, this is the one. So just hit us up privately, man. We'll make sure we get that on the show. And we're looking forward to hearing everybody that sent us their joints. We always get good music on here, man. So we love those shows anyway.
I know, it's dope. It's about time for another one of those too, you guys. So make sure that you do all of what the homie just said and get to us. You know, work with us. We do have a Facebook page too, like he said, so holler at us on everything. Tonight, special guest, Will Gates. Let me tell you guys, really dope, humble dude. Started out in the industry, moved. We're going to get his backstory and everything he's got going on tonight. He is coming on the show in the next few minutes. Also have a record from one of the artists that he's working with at this moment, so I'm supporting, so we're going to play that record. And really excited to have him on tonight again. Anytime somebody's coming up doing their thing, met him at the DJs United Conference. And by the way, also, this weekend is the Core DJs Conference. The jump off was today, so that's taking place in Miami, Florida. Not right around your neck of the woods, Golden.
Right,
so,
around, man.
Right,
I wish
around.
I could make it. I can't make it this day. I'm coming up where you at
events
this weekend.
I know. Too many events going down this weekend. So, again, artists, you guys, make sure you tune into our shows on Wednesday nights, because not only are we going to bring you celebrities and interviews and services that you guys can utilize, but also you're going to hear about all of these, you know, the inside scoop of the events or the coverage of it. And if you couldn't make it this year, you can make it next year. So, yeah, you got to stay tuned. You got to stay abreast of what's going on. Can't just be hearing our music online. Got to do a little more than that, so.
Yo, let me tell you something real quick. I just got done doing a meeting earlier with an artist from Pittsburgh. I hit Onyx up. We're going to have him on the show in the near future. These guys have been flying and rolling around from state to state, pushing one single. They got two singles out, but they're really pushing one. I'm talking about renting SUVs in every city. They're actually headed to Miami tomorrow to go to the Core DJs Conference. Then they're going to Boston and Dallas and New York. And this is off one song. So all y'all cats that are dropping these albums online and you're not getting out there moving around, there is cats like I just met today. Shout out Jay Spools. Them guys is going everywhere to make sure their music is heard. So even if you don't have a budget where you can go everywhere, get to where you can. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
just
right
to show you, the grind is definitely real for these people that's trying to break through in this game. These guys had 1 hour sleep. It was so real. I was just sitting there with them, and they was like, yo, pardon us if you see us, you know, kind of weary. We've been on the move.
Yeah.
I was like, it's all good. And we had an excellent conversation. Great dudes. His whole team from Atlantic Records, who's trying to actually sign him right now, but real cool cats.
Yeah, that's dope, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because I'm hoping to get an open dialogue later on this after the our guest, Will Gates, comes on, because, you know, he's a videographer, and somebody in my city had posted, hey, what's most important for a local artist, a DJ or a videographer? And the first thing that came to my mind was definitely you need to get your music together first before you even think about getting a visual, because you do need a visual to compete, but... you definitely need the music as well. So there's steps to this. How do you say it? Levels to this?
Yeah. You almost don't want to say that there's levels to this shit, because everybody's saying that shit. When you know how that goes.
Right. That's what I said. That's my first time saying it, by the way, just so everybody knows.
But. Yeah, I know. You know how much we hate that shit. Like, everybody,
yeah.
I mean, you can get a new shoe, a nigga come by, it's levels to this shit, my nigga, you know.
Yeah.
But you stop, man. Just got this new star. You know, I just bought a new star. There's levels to this shit, nigga.
Yeah, niggas will wear it out with those. They'll talk there is a chain and protocol and some sort of unsaid and not. I just feel like you definitely need to be doing like your guys next time will be on the show. Hopefully we get them in next week. That'd be great. But, yeah, you guys, you got to have a single. And if you're going to have a single, definitely please don't drop one every week. I mean, rock with the songs you got, one or two, and keep it moving. You need to press and touch every region of the market that you possibly can. Pretty, you know, just say this is your single. You should be signing, and when you say a single, I need this to be your take over the world record. You feel me? Not no just,
yeah.
I went BS to pick the lab or whatever, the yo, whatever you want to call it. Like, no, get out there and do your thing. So, but yeah, that's why we got this record. Like I said, we'll be from Open World. Can you hear me okay?
You know what?
Like doing...
Is the music a little bit, music
in the
background?
Is it music?
I'm not sure if that's turned just a little bit more than it usually was.
Like the music is? Okay. Maybe we'll get that right when we go on this break. We're definitely going to play this record. Like I said, Will Gates from Open World Films coming up next. This is Locked Like That. So you guys go ahead and sit back, relax, lock to this. We'll be back with our special guest, Will Gates, Global 14 The Cut.
Sure.
They talk behind my back like I don't hear the shit. Then they lie up in my face like I can't see the shit. Watching everything, watching everything. I know you want everything, but I got everything. Thought I had friends and that shit, it just taught me a lesson. I further myself in my field, I just keep on finessing. I've been working so hard, every check that I get is a blessing. I be working and spending my time in the lab and blessing. Me. I stay with the work, so nigga don't ask me no questions. Okay, I smoke by myself, so nigga don't ask for no sessions. Fuck all your niggas, you niggas can't come to my section. Fuck around me. VIP in the clubs and all of my niggas protected. And all of my niggas got records. And all of my niggas got records. If none of my niggas don't know you, I'm sorry my nigga, then you always fresh. We don't get down like that. I'm riding with my niggas, riding hard in the jack. You riding with your niggas, riding deep in the cab. Hell no, we don't.
figure every day. I'm known to make it rain like the month of May. Don't believe all the shit I say, cause I can show you all the shit I do. They wanna get in tune with the crew. She wanna be in the band, but gotta play the flute. Trust me and my mans, we know that we the truth. That's the other team and this is what we do. Get money from the streets to the crew. And all my niggas shine like me too. Rick Meach flow, you can get some too. You spend your whole life trying to do what I do. I'm a young goatee like my Chris Smoke. And I don't even roll up if it ain't dope. Go G like my Kush smoke, and I don't even roll up if it ain't dope.
If it ain't dope, 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 if it ain't dope.
Already. Welcome back to Global 14. The Crit, rocking like that. I really like that beat, and I do rock with that. I need to check the troubleshooting on this joint. I will tell you that much, because I feel like we're having some troubleshooting, like underlying static or something somewhere. But definitely.
Yeah, some type of static coming from somewhere, yeah.
It's probably just the weather, I mean, everywhere.
Yes.
I mean, because I can kind of hear a little bit on your voice, and then I know, like, these records are not, they, I mean, even these little instrumentals, I mean, how do you have static on instrumentals, you know? So.
Yeah, I think it might be the weather, like you said. Earlier, Sirius Satellite was actually down. Their satellite is unavailable, so you know there might be some things going on where the weather's affected it.
Yeah, most definitely. And I will say, even at a point, to try to even get in, there was a little feedback issues, but it's all good. We'll get Will Gates on in a second here. Coming up next, and like I said, he is a theatrical filmmaker and whatnot. Met him at the DJ United conference that took place in St. Louis, and he gave some great insight, gave some great feedback to the artist, and mentioned kind of like his feed of who he's worked with, his resume and whatnot. So we'll be able to get into a little bit of that. And you guys, you artists that have any questions for him or would like to work with him, want to know his prices, which definitely reach out to Boomtown, who was our first guest on the show, and he mentioned treatments and things of that nature. So I'm definitely going to call in and get a little insight and listen to what Mr. Will Gates has to say of Open World Films out there represented in Chi Town. So, get him on the line, got him coming up shortly. What was next? There was something I wanted to ask you. Oh, yeah, mention, you let them know what's going down this weekend. Like I said, Four DJs is taking place right now as well. Mine is affordable. Also, the Apple Chill Festival for anybody that's not familiar with it.
Yes, man, you got the Core DJs joints, you got the Apple Chill joint. Core DJs is huge. It's an anniversary for them out there, so that's going to be a big deal.
Yes.
If you're in the North Carolina, South Carolina, D.C., Virginia area, you got Apple Chill. Kate Camp will be performing out there. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Money, baby. You know that dude is buzzing like crazy right now. So he's going to be out there rocking. You got Juan Kago that's going to be out there. Supermodel Juan Kago, and now the first lady of Trill Entertainment. So she's rocking with Boosie and Webby. First girl on that label. She's about to come out. She'll be in North Carolina for Apple Chill as well. Judging Miss Apple Chill contest. The winner gets $1,000. So it's a lot of good things going on, man. A lot of artists are going to be out there performing. I've talked to a lot of those. Shout out to the homie Stranger the Great out there working hard trying to see which artists need to be on that stage. You know what I'm saying? And we got a nice selection that's going to be out there. And again, shout out to Jay Spools and the crew. They headed down to Miami for the Core DJs. It's going to be a lot of artists performing at the Core DJs. Going to be a lot of insight panels and everything. So they was actually just giving me their itinerary, which is going to be crazy out there with the Core DJs joint going on. So if you are near any of those areas, you're in down south toward Miami, head out to the Core. You're in North Carolina, head out to the Apple Chill, and many more to come, man. We're going to keep y'all abreast of every situation. You know how we get down.
Yeah, most definitely. It's real dope. And hopefully everybody has the opportunity again, like I said, to touch down to one of these conferences and move around and make it work. Because in this industry, to grow, that's what you got to do. And so speaking of moving around and making it work, I do believe that I have a special guest, Mr. Will Gates of Open World Films, National Film Director, Video Director. Just a lot. You got a lot of titles in the bill. We're going to bring one back right now. We'll be there for Tim. What's up, Will?
Yeah, how y'all doing out there, man? I'm good.
Mr.
Doing
Gates,
good.
How you doing brother?
Good.
I'm blessed, bro. I'm blessed, man. I'm just happy to be, you know, moving towards and living my dream.
I know that's right. Well, definitely. So thank you so much, Will. I know you have a hectic, busy schedule. I'm so glad we were able to fit you in on tonight. So we want to get straight into it. Can you let the people know? We first want to mention and ask yourself, are you actually originally born and raised in Chicago?
Yep. I was born on the south side, Inglewood, my whole life.
Okay, hard over there, boy.
That's real,
man.
Shit over there.
Tell me about it, man. It's a special, different part of the jungle, man. But, you know, some of us make it out. Some of us didn't, you know.
I can dig it.
Alrighty. Well, we want to get into a little bit of that, if we could, just so we can kind of see the growth and the journey that you had to take back to get to where you are now and still pushing towards. So kind of tell us a bit about the upbringing. What was it like as the young Will Gates days?
Man, growing up on the south side of Chicago, it was, you know what I'm saying, it was fun. We had our good times and bad times. I had mom and a dad. They pretty much, you know what I'm saying, they pretty much let me, you know what I'm saying, do what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? I you know what I'm saying, I had my industry days and, you know, dabbling with the gangs. But, you know what I mean, I soon grew out of it. Because all of the older cats were telling me that I was smart and I should stay in school. So, you know what I mean? I always had the street cats pushing me more towards, you know what I mean, getting my education, because they kept telling me, like, man, you're going to be the one that, you know what I'm saying, get us out. You're going to be the one to change. So, you know what I mean? Long story short, you know, you know, I ain't no stranger to the streets, you know what I mean? But I always stayed in my books. I got in trouble in school, you know, just like any other kid. But, you know, I stayed focused. They were always on me. They called me ditching school, you know what I mean? They would discipline me before my mom and dad would, though, so.
Right. That's dope. I mean, and so kind of tell me, you know, definitely you're a videographer, so did you at some point have any interest as far as music? Were you an artist? What were your hobbies when you went in the street?
A lot of people don't know this. I attempted to be a rapper at the age of 12, you know, and like I said, I was always a smart kid, so I always seen, like, you know, that it was a lot of cats coming to my hood because they used to have basketball tournaments. I would see Juwan Howard and Jermaine Dupri and R. Kelly and them come through our hood. But one thing I always focused on wasn't, like, the fame, the women, and I always was infatuated with the cars and the jewelry and their lifestyle. And, you know, shortly after, you know, I attempted to rap. I wasn't that good. I was never naive. I was like, nah, this ain't for me.
So,
my rap name was Smiley G. You know, I smell like a mug. So, it's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, no, that's exciting and fun to hear. So,
yeah.
You said that good. I was going to ask you for the rhyme, one of your first rhymes, but you said you weren't that good, so I won't, you know. Put you on the spot.
I still know probably like the first 8 bars of it. It's real whack.
Okay. You trying to let us hear it. What's up? What you had right, going
let me,
on?
Let me, I'm going to embarrass myself here. You know what I'm saying? I'm the part of Rough and Rugged, and it's about that time for me to grab the MIC and petrify your mind, my staff. That's all I know. I'm tripping.
Well, I tell you this, it's sounding a lot better than what we've been hearing, I'll tell you that much. But
I was crisscross influenced now.
Oh wow, how dope is that? Yo, it's funny, a lot of artists that are out today see that same thing, so it's kinda crazy to know where they started when you look back and how innovative they were when you look back on the culture as a whole. So that's dope.
Yeah. No doubt.
You started out rapping already. So what was the next step? What led you to even begin? Like, hey, I want to try to start telling stories and do the video. What kind of got you into that?
It was in high school, man. My senior year, we went to go see the movie Belly. I was already like probably the biggest Hype Williams fan. Dave Myers, Joseph Kahn, all of this real dope forefathers, Benny Boone, this music video thing. But when I seen the movie Belly, it kind of like, you know what I'm saying, that was like an epiphany that I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. And shortly after seeing that film, that and the movie Blade, I started inquiring on where would I go to learn how to do film. And Columbia College just so happened to be in Chicago. So,
I
attended that orientation. And then, you know, that was the beginning of my love and my passion for film. But, you know what I mean? And from that day forward.
That's dope.
1999, I'm telling my age.
1999, so you actually went and attended the classes and did the actual coursework to become...
That's what kind of made me different from a lot of the directors coming from Chicago, that I actually did attend school. I came out in 03, and then, you know, I hit the ground running. Kind of worked my way up. Yeah, and I'm still working, but, you know, I come from very, very humble beginnings in the film world.
Most definitely. So let's what were some of your first? I'm sure in college you had to definitely do some projects and whatnot to, you know, test and everything that was required. Who was one of your first artists you worked with?
The first artist to ever give me like my real big break, because me and my brother JoJo Capone, we started the DVD magazine. It was big. It was real big when they had the Smack. So we had our kind of version, it was called the Chicago version. But a rapper, artist by the name of Bump J, he was signed to Atlantic Records from Chicago. He gave me like one of my first breaks, man. And he kind of introduced me into the whole music scene from that point. Because other than that, I was calling people trying to get them to let me direct their music video. I ain't going to say no name, but a lot of people were turning me down. Like, no, I couldn't even give it away. I couldn't do a music video for free. Nobody wants to work with me.
And why do you think it was that? Is it that they have to have the name behind it as an artist of a certain caliber? Did they have to have that name, or they hadn't even was open to seeing your work at all?
Yeah, it was half and half. Like, I was, I was maybe 20, 21, fresh out of school. I didn't have a name for myself. I didn't have a body of work to show them. And, you know...
Yeah.
So nobody really wanted to take that chance.
Right. So rightfully so, because you're saying you didn't have your body of work. Okay, I can dig that. So then, you begin to get your name up and get your weight up, rather, what was that first call that you got to somebody? Like, whoa, so and so wants to work with me. Do you remember who that might be? Anybody that we recognize?
I had a couple, man. I would say Bump J. Bump J was pretty huge because he got just signed to Atlantic Records. He had the endorsement from McDonald's. And then shortly after, like, I was still working my way up because he had some jail problems. But I would probably say it would have to be L.E.P. and Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka he sent for us, and we stayed in Atlanta for a week. And I shot a 3-part music video for him called America's Most Wanted.
Okay, it's dope.
Yeah, so that was like a big staple. And then shortly after that, I did the Rick Ross joint, the Yo Gotti joint, and then I did something with Young Scooter. And then just the phones, you know what I'm saying, just never stopped ringing after that.
Right. After that, it's like the referral is on. So you basically,
even
in the video... Being the credit. So in the video world, you kind of have to network just like the music industry to get your name out, and then after that, it's going to pop, basically.
Yeah, no doubt. And then I started to dabble into more corporate things. I've done some commercials for Jack Daniels. I've done some things for Adidas. We've done for National Geographic. We've done Drugs, Inc. We produced the episode of Drugs, Inc., Windy City Drift. So that was pretty big.
And then, you know, the sky's the limit. I'm working on a feature film.
That's awesome. That's absolutely amazing. So yeah. I definitely want to bring and you're still working, like you said. So I definitely want to bring on Golden also, so he can kind of get an opportunity to ask you some questions as well, the other host. But I also want to ask you this: today I had a local artist. He posted on his Facebook page, what's more important for a local artist, a DJ or a videographer? And I'm going to tell you what I told him, and then I want to see what you say. All
right, what's your thought?
I thought that, because, you do need a visual these days, but I definitely told him that this, for local, just to even get your name out, you definitely need to come have a DJ, get involved with DJ, so you can get a fan base or something, Get
right.
you a record, get you something rocking first, a viable product, before you just say, I'm about to shoot videos. And then when you do, you need to make sure you have somebody that's experienced so that you don't got to go back and refilm everything. And then kind of just mention a little bit of what you touched on at the conference. So can you kind of answer that and then give some information to these artists about these videos and what they should be aiming for, what they're going to drop,
Right. My thoughts on that is, man, like right now, that we're in the internet, and then everything is just totally digital. I think we kind of like equal as of now,
yeah.
Because I have a son. He's 9 years old. He has his iPhone. He listens to music off of YouTube. You know what I mean? Most of the time, mm-hmm. 9 out of 10, he's watching the video. You know what I'm saying? To listen to the music. So I pretty mm-hmm. much think they go hand in hand, but you got to have a good song for people to even try to search for your music video. And then, if you
mm-hmm.
got a dope video, sometimes it helps the song. You know what I mean? Like Trinidad
Absolutely.
James with the goal, everything. I think that music video, like, propelled that single way further than it would have gone
yes.
without. You know what I mean? So it's kind of neck and neck. Yeah, but far
yeah.
as visuals go, like, I tell artists, like, all the time, the second that you put out a music video onto the internet or to the world, you are no longer competing with anybody local. You're competing with everybody. You're competing with the
mm-hmm.
Rick Ross. You're competing with the Lil Wayne. You're competing with the Drake. You may not think you are, but you have the
mm-hmm.
same opportunities to get the same amount of exposure that those artists do. The second it hit World Star, the second it hits YouTube, you know what I mean? Because YouTube
mm-hmm.
is basically open to the world, minus a couple countries that are, you know what I'm saying, that is restricted. But you think about it,
mm-hmm.
there's 7 billion people in the world, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber got his start from off of YouTube, you know what I mean? So it's like, man, you
mm-hmm.
got to make sure that it's up to par. You can't just downplay it like, man, it's just it, my homeboy did it. It was a free video anyway. Like, yeah,
right.
but you might have blown your chance to win.
Right. Exactly. And that's my thing. I'm just like, at least have a record out this piece. Because once you, like you said, once you do have that visual, it's time to compete. Like, it's
yeah.
past stuff. So that's exactly how I feel about it. I'm glad
right.
to
hear you. Right. The second
mm-hmm.
that song leaves your basement or the studio and you put it out into the world, you're in competition. You know what I'm saying? The
that's
odds
right.
are against you, but, you just purchased a lottery ticket.
That's right. That's right. And before you came on, we were talking about the singles. And also, I had mentioned this week as well about, you can't drop a single every week. A single is actually a single. You work it. You're actually working that record and that single. So, go and have
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you can't just drop it. I mean, somebody literally said, Will, that they were dropping a single every day this month. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's impossible.
Man,
I know
a major artist that done the same thing. He dropped a song every day for like 30 days, and I was like, why? Like, what's the purpose? Like, you drop a single, and you working just like as if you had a record deal. They gonna work the record for what's the 6 months?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you
right.
gotta work your
that's
video. You gotta work your video. A lot of artists get discouraged when they see 300 views and 400 views. Like, man. I mean, if I was an artist, I would probably share my music video 4 times a day, every day, and to the
mm-hmm.
season strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm glad to hear you say that. I really am. You have no idea. You guys, the artists, I hope you're listening. Definitely, he's coming with some knowledge. And if you have any questions, you can call in now as well to the line. Let me bring Gordon on, homie Gordon, so he can chime in also. Got you on, homie.
Yeah, man. I was just listening to the come up, man, because, you know, it's very interesting. We had last person we had on from Chicago actually was older gentleman, the guys from Mint Condition. Remember, one of them was from Chicago, and he was talking about, you know, how hard it is out there. And, you know, from the outside looking in, people don't live there. They see all the crazy stuff that goes on there. So I wanted to know, did you ever want to do a documentary about where you came up from and put that out to the world?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually working on a documentary right now. Me and my cousin, he's another film director. He go by the name of Blind Folks Vision. Call it, yes. 72 Hour Nightmare in Roseland. It's about this 11-year-old kid named Yummy. Now, Yummy was a part of the Black Disciples gang, and it was a 72-hour manhunt for this little boy for the murder of another little girl. You know what I mean? And that was in the 80s. So just to let you know that all of the things that you hear now that's going on in Chicago, it's been going on. I'm 32 years old. You know what I mean? It's been going on since before I was, you know what I'm saying, before I was even born, like in the 70s and the 50s, and you know what I mean? And even back into the Al Capone days, like, it was totally violent, and they didn't have any television shows, nor did they have rap music to blame. So, you know, it's just always been an epidemic that we had in Chicago.
That's crazy, man. And, you know, I think I actually heard something about that, the story of Yummy. And he was like this young kid that they were looking for. I actually read about that somewhere. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And like you said, man, you know, I've had some family out there before, and they all told me the town was just always entrenched in gang activity, you know, going way back. So it's like nothing new to you guys out there. But I actually just read something about another guy getting killed after one of Chief Keef's cousins got killed. And I'm seeing this stuff,
money.
And I'm like, well, who was that guy? It was a young guy, but they actually said that he wasn't involved in gangs or anything, but he just got caught up being a part of the wrong guy's family or whatever.
I mean, you know, sometimes you got to read between the lines. Like,
right.
Nobody will outright say, my son was a bad kid, or, you know, you know what I mean? Nobody wants to put that out there. But at the core of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, I'm not saying that innocent people, things don't happen to innocent people in Chicago. But for the most part, there are some involvement on both sides. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not speaking on anybody in particular. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's, you know what I mean? Nobody's angels on both ends.
Right.
You'll just see it in the news. Like, he was an A student. You know what I mean? I was an A student. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to tell you I was an angel. That don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Not coming from Chicago, especially not from Inglewood, where we're from. You know what I mean? It's a lot of smart kids. There's a lot of smart guys in jail right now. It's a lot of smart guys, you know what I mean, in the grave right now. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah,
it's definitely real, and I agree with you 100%. You're never going to get that, you know, real story for somebody that basically is saying, hey, you know, they're talking about their kid, they're going to paint it a different way. But, just in general, you know, you are absolutely right. You're coming up in them neighborhoods, you probably got one foot or one toe in there somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's almost to the point where it's like, you're initiating the gang by default, you know what I mean? Because your brother, you're going to have a brother, cousin, or if you don't have a brother or cousin, a sibling or a family member, just being in the neighborhood, you know what I mean? You just kind of in your friend. So you may not be active, like, you know what I'm saying? It's two type of involvement in gangs. You have, you know what I'm saying, members, and then you have people that are active. Those active members are the ones that are actually gang banging and shooting, you know what I mean? But then you have the members that, you know what I mean, go to school, you know what I mean, do this and try to get people to do different things, but they're still involved in that organization in some way, form, or fashion.
Most definitely. And it's crazy because I heard you earlier mention JoJo Capone. I remember JoJo Capone being a guy that was actually trying to bring things together out of Chicago, right? Didn't he have an organization? I'm not sure if it was called Global Gangsters or something like that.
Yeah, Global Gangsters. Yeah, that's my big brother. He pretty much gave me my start in the music industry. He the one who pretty much made Will Gates a household name as far as filming and doing interviews and doing documentaries. You know what I mean? Cause to this day, I have 11 documentaries under my belt. So, he pretty much he introduced me into Jim Jones, The Game, Saigon, True Life, a lot of cats in the industry. You know what I mean? He took me on my first trip to Miami to the Source Awards. You know what I mean? He just done so much for me.
Yeah, JoJo Capone is a household name. I actually met him like briefly in New York, hanging out in New York, and somebody's like, yes, JoJo Capone, well-known guy in Chicago, and I just remember him being real cool. But then, you know, after meeting him, I went and did research, of course, on the internet, and I just saw that he was helping out a lot of different people get out of a lot of different situations, guys like you get themselves heard, introduce them to guys in the industry. So I just wanted to bring that back, because when you said his name, I know he's done a lot of great things for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this on the video side. Let's get to the visual side now. To me, videos are super important to everybody. I mean, one of the guys that's super famous from your neighborhood, you know, Chief Keef, these guys did video after video no matter where they were. I don't care. I don't really think they even cared about the quality. They just got in front of a camera and rapped. Now, the saturation of video, I hear some directors say, you know what, I got to bring my own style. I got to put my own feel to what's going on, so you know my signature. What's Will Gates' signature? What when they see Will Gates' video, do you have a signature that you say, yo, you can watch all them other videos, but when you see this, you know it's me?
Yeah, I absolutely do, man. By me going to film school and having a film background, all of my videos are cinematic, man. You bring up my name to anybody in Chicago, they're going to say Will Gates' videos look like movies. In most cases, they are small movies. You know what I mean? That's why Walker, you know what I mean, sent me, you know what I'm saying, sent for me and took me out to Atlanta to do the three-part video that was connected. That was a short film. You know what I mean? It was three videos together, from him going to jail, from his house getting raided. Everything was just totally cinematic. That's my signature. Like, nobody in the city of Chicago has my signature. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that that's the best or that's the look that you're going for, but when you want to paint a vivid picture and you want your video to mimic that of a movie, a blockbuster movie, you know what I mean? You're going to think of Open World Films. My whole staff is eight of us. You know what I mean? My little brother, KB, you know what I mean? He like my right hand in this. We call ourselves the Movie Mafia.
Now that's what's up right there. And if you haven't seen any of Will Gates' videos, definitely go to Open World Films Vimeo channel. I went and watched them. You're definitely right. Cinematic feel.
You went to the Vimeo though?
I went to the
Open
World
Films. You gotta go to
like,
YouTube. I haven't updated my Vimeo in 2 years. Those videos are old.
Damn. Okay. So I'm looking at 75 of these joints, man. I'm like, okay.
Nah, 75. I'm like, we at 376 right now.
Man, let me catch up, man. I'm definitely
going to. Yeah,
you gotta go to
YouTube and put in WL1981. And matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, we just premiered one of my videos on 106 and Park, the D-Lo Shuffle.
Nice. So everybody that's looking, forget what I just said. Fuck the Vimeo. We gonna go over to the YouTube joint and check out all his hot new stuff. But regardless of what, the homie definitely got a lot of work. And the crazy part was when Onyx said we got Will Gates coming on the show. I just had watched the Migos touching down in Chicago. You filmed that whole thing, right?
Yeah, because every year, last year I started a coat and toy drive for the homeless.
Right.
That my company, Open World Film, does. So this year, you know what I mean, I was in a better position financially, so I wanted to do something bigger. So we decided to bring the Migos to Chicago. And during the whole time, you know what I mean, they were going back and forth with Chief Keef.
which right. totally had nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, me or whatever. But right. I talked to their manager, Coach K, and Coach K just kept telling me, like, man, because they didn't want to do it. And he was like, man, we're going to send them, man, just look out for my boys. Just look out for my boys. So I was like, you know what? I'd do one better, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd take them through Inglewood. You know what I'm saying? Through all the wilds. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody know me as a positive guy. Everything. I said, I'll take them through my hood, and I'll give you guys a vlog, you know what I'm saying, on
right.
me, just to make sure, just to assure you that, you know what I'm saying, that they're good in this city, and you know what I'm saying, they'll be able to get to that show and get home. I was like, the only thing I need you to do is make me a promise that they wear all the jewelry, you know what I'm saying, because they'll probably want nobody to say, ah, they ain't got their jewelry. So he was
right.
like, no doubt. So, you know what I mean, so from the beginning to the end, so from the time we picked them up from the airport and to the time they left. You know what I'm saying? I documented everything, and that was the vlog.
I saw
wow,
it, man.
Oh, my gosh, golden.
I saw it. I was like,
yo.
You know what? I said, this is very ill because I knew what was going on with the back and forth, and I knew it was Open World Films that did it. So I was like, yo, this right here is going to get so much run, and of course, every blog was
yeah.
Migos stomp through Chief Keef hood. But one thing I also read about was that you do the drive for the kids, and you know
yeah,
I was really
yeah.
hoping that, you know what, they get some of that too, because I remember when y'all was in the store and you was talking
mm-hmm.
about it. I think it was in the clothing store that y'all took them to.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah,
like,
my
man
Steve
I hope all of that.
Yeah.
Right, over there at the exclusive joint. So I was sitting there like, man, I hope it doesn't really get overshadowed that dude is actually doing something great by bringing them there to have a show, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? But everybody going to keep talking about what they love to talk about. You know
yeah,
how
yeah,
that
no, that was all good. My whole thing was that I didn't want people to get sidetracked and think that they weren't going to come because it would have affected my toy and clothes drive, you know what I'm saying? Which we
right.
put a concert. You know what I'm saying? We took our money. I was raising that money, those clothes, you know what I'm saying, for the homeless. So I didn't want people to think they weren't coming, so which it would have, you know what I'm saying, negatively affected. The ultimate goal was to raise, you know what I'm saying, this money, these clothes,
right.
these shoes, these toys for these kids for Christmas. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was my obligation to bring them to, you know what I'm saying, I brought them to Inglewood. You know what I mean? And I brought them totally on peace. I didn't want them to, you know what I'm saying, to bring them there on confrontation. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is the bring of, like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? You're welcome here, bro. This is positive. Like, now, anything that happened, you know what I'm saying, while you're not on my watch, you know what I'm saying, that's between y'all. Y'all's between y'all.
Right.
Y'all brothers. I don't want it to happen because y'all both getting money, but not on my watch. Not, you know what I'm saying, under my company's name, not while we trying to do something positive. Because we do the clothes drive. We did the turkey drive. We gave away 1,000 turkeys for Thanksgiving. We gave away 300 book bags. But back to school, you know what I'm saying? So we do a lot. We very active in my hood, you know what I mean? Shout out to Will.
I love it, man.
Yeah, they're my homies. So, you know what I'm saying? We do a lot of shout out to Steve Exclusive for the turkey drive. So we do so much. I'm very active. I just don't, you know what I mean?
I wanted to get that out there, man. I knew the story behind it, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted the audience to hear that because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they just see what they see and they're not understanding that there's guys from these neighborhoods that are doing great things and also trying to help the kids, you know what I'm saying? So, you
yeah.
know, even though other stuff gets put out there, you know, if we know little nuggets, we try to make that known
right.
as well because we feel
I mean,
that
plus,
it's important.
Plus beyond that, that was between Chief Keef and them because, you know what I'm saying, Lil Durk's father, he helped raise me. You know what I'm saying? Lil Durk.
Okay.
Big Durk. He helped raise me. Rondo, he's incarcerated right now, free my little cousin. But that's my little cousin. So, you know,
okay.
we got family members on the other side that, you know what I'm saying, is BDs
yeah.
and GDs. And, you know what I mean? At a certain point in life, man, like, it don't even matter because you're going to
mm-hmm.
always have somebody from the different side of the track that's in your family that you got to love regardless
right.
of what's
right.
going on.
Yeah, no, I think it's real dope, my brother. And I just wanted to say, like, Chicago also, the music scene, young cats rising up and getting money. Now, I want to ask you, how you feel about the run of Chicago? How long do you think this thing can go? I'm seeing Lil Bibby come up. Of course, Durk. Of course, Chief Keef. From Lil Reese
mm-hmm.
to Fredo. Lil Mouse, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
King Louie, you know what I'm saying? L.E.P.
You got Chance.
You got
Chance
a lot
the
of
Chance the Rapper.
Chance
Dizzo.
The Rapper.
The Rapper the
Vic Mensa.
Vic
Mensa, who is he's doing his thing.
Katie,
how long
Katie
you think this Chicago... Yeah, Shorty Katie got bands. I just watched the interview on her. How long do you think this run could go, my brother? Do you think Chicago got years to run at this, or you think this is something that y'all got to capture at the moment and you don't know how long it's going to go?
Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be real. And you know what I mean? And some people may get mad at me, and some people may not. We got it as long as we want it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You know, right now, we not as unified as we need to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because nobody's really taking full advantage of the light that we have, because we haven't had a real major Chicago tour, or none of those artists really got a chance to hit the road and make their money like they should. Like, I think, man, when they grow up, if they grow up and come together like everybody else did, you know what I'm saying? I think that we could, you know what I'm saying? We could ride this way as you know what I'm saying, as long as it permits. But if not, I mean, you know, I personally think it, you know what I'm saying, that the industry's gonna pack up and move on. You know, now it's always gonna be a couple shining stars, but you know, not this wave right now. You gotta think, I think it's like nine of twelve people last year that got major deals. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
and we starting to get the new wave. You know what I mean? Lil Bibby, my little brother, we got the same management. Shout out to Lauren. So
nice.
I do a lot of things hands on with Lil Bibby. We got Lil Herb, just had the big record with Nicki.
Yep.
Who else? Who we got making? Tink just did something with Timbaland. She's working with Timbaland. So you know. I mean, that's the second wave. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I mean, I was about to say, that's about your third wave right there. I mean, I'm not going to ever forget about my man Common, who's still out here doing his thing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Common was the first wave. That's the first wave. The second wave was Kanye, Lupe Fiasco, and Bump Johnson. The third wave was King Louie, Dirk, Reese, Chief Keef. It's the fourth wave. Yeah, you absolutely right.
I'm on y'all damn near fourth wave, man. Shout out Caviar. Caviar from Chicago, too, right? They'll be rolling with Two Chains.
Yeah, Cat One, that's my...
Cat One was a part of the first wave.
Cat was saying he was the first hip-hop artist to be signed in Motown. Cat from my hood, that's my man.
That's what's up, man. So shout out Chicago, everybody doing their thing out there, man. I met a couple dudes from out there throughout the years, and they got a lot of talent out there, man. I touched down to Chicago one time for a production battle. We was in a beat battle out there, and I met so many talented producers out there, man. It's just it's a crazy wave of people out there that got talent. So man,
my little brother Chop.
I think you got it as long as you want. Young Chop, you got
C-6,
what's the Asian?
Young Chop, C-6. I know exactly. I can't think of his name off. He do All Afraid on Them Beats.
Afraid on Them. Shout out to C-6. I met him at the
C-6.
Track.
C-6, that's my little brother. He's dope. Paris Bueller. He did the L's joint for Dirk. Man, it's a lot of producers, man. Like Chicago got it, man. We just gotta work past that gang. That gang stuff,
right,
man, that shit got us in the bind. I ain't even gonna lie. Like a lot of things kinda they gotta work past that.
Hopefully brothers like JoJo Capone and yourself or, you know, somebody else can get them to see that it's a lot of money to be made, and a Chicago
man
tour will definitely do it, man, because y'all got some beasts.
I tell
beast
them all the time, man. Like, we supposed to be riding around here like Deke Nam and Yo Gotti Nam with their Phantoms and the dirt bikes and coming back. Y'all supposed to be able to come back to the hood and shine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, that's actually something that I really wanted to hear from Inglewood representative. Like I said, that's a place that I've been looking. I, you know, never even been there in my life, man, but I've been checking it out, you know, and seeing
that's a different part of the jungle, bro.
Yeah, it's a different breed
it's the dark part where, you know, Lion King, where he was like, don't ever go there, son. That's
what's up. But like I said, hopefully brothers like yourself continue to shine, continue to do your thing, you know what I'm saying? And if your words and actions can help other people, you know what I'm saying, rise up and see their potential, you know what I'm saying? That's all brothers could do while they're on this earth, man, is try to make it out and try to help some other people along the way, you know?
Yeah.
What's coming up next for Will Gates, man? What's one thing that Will Gates has said, you know what, I haven't done this yet, but I'm about to do it?
I have to give y'all a really, really dope, good feature-length film, one that I can enter in Cannes and hopefully get picked up by a big studio. And, you know, I tell my team all the time, man, I just want to wear a tuxedo. You know what I mean? I want to go to the Oscars. I want to wear a tuxedo. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, though, you know what I mean? Okay. I do want to do a hood film. But, you know, it's bigger than that. You know what I mean? I feel we have way, we come so far, man, that you know, that's putting a cap over our potential as, you know, African American filmmakers. You know what I mean? Like I really look up to F. Gary Gray and Spike Lee, and you know what I mean, and those film directors of that stature that have broke the mold and done something totally different. John Singleton. So you know what I mean? I definitely want to give y'all a Black Star Wars if Hollywood permits, you know.
We want to see that. Man. We want to see that. Yeah. Well, we gonna be present. We me and Onyx gonna be hitting you up like months from now. Like, yo, is the treatment done? Is something? Is the score done? Is something done? Because let me tell you something, man. I talked to a cat the other day that is directing documentaries, and he has the same aspiration, you know. And he was saying something about how, you know, it's hard for, you know, African Americans to get funding for things like that. But
yeah,
Onyx and I had Jason Weaver on here some months back last year, and he was talking about how Netflix and Redbox and these different smaller deals can help get to the bigger picture, you know, if people check out your stuff on Netflix and check out your stuff on Redbox. Helps build a resume, so maybe you can go to that person and try to get that funding.
Yeah, I mean, the year ain't over yet, man. Like I said, we produced the episode of Drugs Inc. on National Geographic, so, you know, hopefully your boy might get an Emmy or something. You never know.
There you go. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed for that, man. I would love to see you bring something like that home, you dig? Because that just solidifies that, you know, even though we're doing music videos and everything like that, I got an eye behind this camera, and it's talented, you know what I'm saying? So I would love to see that, man. But, man, it's been great talking to you. That's really all I got, man. I'm excited for what you got going on, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. I just try to remain humble, focused, man, and keep my faith in God, man. I talk to my team about that all the time. You know what I mean? I just want to make my kids proud.
Indeed.
That's
indeed.
Right. I definitely will. I know I can't keep you all night, but I will say it's definitely inspiring to hear you talk with such passion and conviction about your nonprofits and your you know, activities and community work, and as well as your craft and everything that you got coming up with the company. I want to ask you this, and by the way, I want to chime in, I'm so excited. I did hear mention of you on Sirius when Migos came down to Chicago, by the way, because I think they had it on Sirius. I did hear mention of that, so that was a good look. So that was then. I didn't know it was you, though. Then, now I know now, so...
Yeah. We brought those guys to Chicago, man. Me and my buddy, Street Bullies, man. We put that together.
That's real dope. That's real dope. So I want to ask you this. Have you had an opportunity to make it out to the film festivals out there in New York yet and just network or see? Have you, or does that an invite only? How does that work?
I haven't even really, you know what I'm saying? I thought about entering some of the film festivals, but... Me, everybody's been asking me to do a film for so long, but I'm like, because I do have that film background, like I'm a perfectionist, and when I come out, man, I wanted to come out right, because I want everybody to know, like, that same amount of time and passion that I put into my music videos, I'm gonna put in 30 times that into my film. Like, I mean, really casting real actors, really taking my time to scout locations, really getting the budget. And I just ain't going to settle for less. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't asking for $1 million budget. But, you know, I know for a fact what I can do with, you know what I'm saying, the right amount of, the right budget to give you a good film. You know what I mean? So.
No doubt. And how about this? Anybody, are you working with any artists in particular? You sent us a record over. So can you tell us about that artist that you sent? I like the joint, by the way, Rock Like That.
Tell us about that artist. Actually, man,
Man, that's my little brother, man. That's my little brother and my partner, man. You know,
oh.
We all got side passes. So that's KB. That's the talented KB, man. He's my partner. So when you see a Will Gates film, you're going to see, you know what I'm saying, KB. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see KB right next to he joined the company like a year and a half ago. And we've just been rocking tight. I've been teaching him a lot of things that I learned in film school because he was self-taught. But he had a natural talent. But the boy can rap, too. So I just started thinking when you asked me, do I want to come out to a song, I called him and I was like, yo, what song you think, you know, so I should let them play? And he was like, yeah, it's this new Meek Mill's joint. I'm like, nah, bro, like some of your music.
And there you go.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there you go.
Like, some of your music, bro.
Yeah.
You talking about it now, man. Put
yeah,
your
no,
shit
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yo, it was real dope. We really enjoyed it. We got to go back and get it played some more because, you know, we heard a little static earlier. We were talking about the weather and how crazy it's been, but that record is real dope and we're excited. So, yeah, shout out to him. We want to definitely get some more music. So, hopefully, you know, we can get that from you and keep it moving.
Anything to put my team on, man. I ain't never been a selfish leader, you know what I'm saying? I just always, man, just it's about us. It ain't never been about me, man. It's about us.
True shit.
I know that's right. And I am going to where I promise I had two more things.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that you want to work with right now that you haven't had an opportunity to just yet that you're just really, you know, looking forward to working with as far as an artist?
Yeah. Most definitely. I'm going to give y'all, the new school and old school. On the old school,
okay.
I gotta work with Jay-Z. Like, I'm the biggest
yes.
Jay-Z fan, man. I came up listening to Jay-Z. Oh,
man.
Real
boss,
real sitter.
Yes, did you hear this, man? This man is my fan.
That's
that alone.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I grew up around Cats Get Money, so, you know, he inspired that. He inspired that. And then as far as the new school, I got it. It's going to be a split. I got to rock with Chance and Vic, man. I got introduced to those cats a little bit early from my other little brother, Jason. I was like, who is this? And he was like, man, Chance. I'm like, where he from? He's like, he's from here. And you know what I'm saying? I've been a big fan ever since then, man. They just bring that different energy. And they from the same place that Chief Keef and everybody else is from. They just give you a different outlook.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think
no
Vic and Chance are doing their thing, man, and they out there, like you said, they representing something different, but they going real hard, and I'm glad they're not being overlooked. I'm glad that they, matter of fact, Chance just brought Justin Bieber out on stage at a show. He got a joint with him, so, and Vic Mensa, they're rocking their own shows now. They going to probably be headlining their own tour soon.
Yeah,
so,
shout out to the whole Stay Money. Yeah, I rock with them boys.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you one more thing before we let you go, too, man. What if an independent artist? Oh, you got something, too? Okay, cool.
What if
an independent artist came at you, Will? Independent dude, you heard his stuff. I'm not trying to have every independent artist flood you and act like, you know, hey, I can get an open world video, you know what I'm saying? But what if somebody came to you that you thought was dope or you found them? Would you reach out to somebody and be like, you know what, man, I want to shoot a visual for that just because you like what you heard?
Yeah, but it would have to be real strict because I was brought up to where, like, man, nobody will ever, ever invest in you if you don't invest in yourself. So what I would have to see from him is I would have to see some previous videos that the music was just dope as hell, but the video was whack. And he had to come to me and be like, man, I'm, you know what I'm saying? And that, therefore, I would do something for him. I wouldn't even lie to you. You know what I'm saying? I definitely would do it. I've done it before.
Right.
I ain't even gonna lie. I've done it before, so I'll do it again.
Cool.
Hey, it's dope. It's dope. I wanted to ask you what inspired you. I know you speak about your team and your kids and your family, but I wanted to ask you where you get your inspiration from and also to give advice to aspiring filmmakers and video directors like yourself.
Man, rest in peace, my father, man. He gave me probably some of the best advice I ever could have got from any human being on earth, man. He looked me in my eyes and he told me to learn my craft. So with that being said, man, I will forever and always be a student of the game. So I'm always learning.
and I'm always growing. So I tell any filmmaker, whether accomplished or unaccomplished, man, you never, ever, ever stop learning, because technology change, cameras change, you know, techniques change. You know what I'm saying? And never be afraid to experiment. And what inspires me, man, is my faith in God, man. Like, I've been through so much in my life, man. Like, you don't even know. Like, man, I just been through so much, man. It's just like, man, just to be able to be at this level, to, you know what I'm saying, to have people want to interview me, to be featured in the Hip Hop Weekly, a whole spread right out, to have my video shown on MTV, and to come from where I come from, I can't thank nobody but God, because without God, I couldn't do none of this.
There you go.
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, Will, I just want to say again, thank you so much for, you know, committing time to come on the line tonight. I'm so excited to hear back from you. And Golden says, y'all, you know, you one of his dudes right now. He's really excited.
Oh, man, he's a big Jay-Z. Once you say big Jay-Z fan, I mean, like,
oh,
we become once the same. Onyx already knows, man.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
I'm a real
80s baby, man. So, you know, like,
yeah.
Man. Like, you know, like family say, man. Like, shit, it was cool back then. You had to be there. I was there.
You had to be a part of that. Matter of fact,
be there. Yeah. I was there.
Revolt TV brought me back the other day on 420, the Dr. Dre concert that he had. I don't know if y'all checked that out, but he had all the ill 90s cats. Right,
yeah.
And he had a concert 420, and I sat there and watched that shit like, yo, this is what I'm talking about. And shout out Jermaine Dupri. He did that for us on the 20th anniversary last year. Killed it. Jay-Z was there. Onyx is telling, I jumped on the damn chair.
We lost it.
Yeah.
We both lost it to Jay-Z and Jay-Z. It was crazy.
Yeah, it came out. It was dope. So if you say you rock Jay-Z, you know that's the substance right there. That brother has came a long way.
Yeah.
He really has. He really has.
And he's still hood, man. You're still seeing rocking Big Van Cuban Link, man. It's like, man. Like,
Big Timberlands. Timberlands on and shit, and he got Beyonce grilled out and all that. I'm loving it.
Yeah, he ain't changed. I love that, man. He brought open to the projects, man. Wait, what else?
Right? No, who has ever put Oprah on Marcy Sayers?
Man, I give you one better. He's on the front cover with Warren Buffett, so it's like, man.
With Buffett. Oh, shit. Man, we could talk about Hov all day, man. I'm going to go definitely see
you.
When that tour come around, hopefully Open World, you should get some dope footage on that tour. I don't know if they coming to Chicago, the On the Run tour.
Yeah, they is. Everybody was on Twitter and Instagram going crazy about the tickets being $300. But I don't know if y'all ever been to a Jay-Z concert. They always been $300.
Right.
Especially at the United States. Like, that ain't nothing new. $180 for the nosebleed.
Right.
Damn
right. Yeah, so I'm like, why y'all surprised? That ain't nothing new.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Because they done spent mad summers going to these little club concerts where niggas is charging like $20, $40, and now they're getting hit with that
VIP.
Real.
Yeah, nah, this is a real concert. You know, I went to the Watch the Throne. That was $175,
easily.
Mhm.
Well, man, no doubt. We definitely gotta stay connected and linked up with you. Can you let everybody know who don't know already where they can reach you, find you, and just get back in contact?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, man, at Will Gates. That's WILLGATES 1128. That's Will Gates 1128. On Twitter, Will Gates. And then if y'all inquiring on music videos, documentaries, short films, call me, man. I'm like Mike Jones, 773-617-5892. I travel anywhere, and I have a passport. And everybody in my crew has a passport. So we international. We go anywhere.
There you go.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much again. We definitely will keep abreast of what you got going on, and we look forward to hearing more music from your team and your camp and seeing your film work everywhere. So Thank you man, so much.
All right, man. I thank y'all so much, man. It's a blessing, man.
It was a pleasure, man.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All righty. Thank you. You have a good night.
All right, y'all too, man. God bless.
All righty, all righty. Will Gates of Open World Films just on the line with us live, taking us back to Chicago, taking us back to the 80s when he was born, coming up. Real dope dude. Got a lot going on with community. Jay-Z, fan of Jay-Z like us. What should you say? You know, humble dude, went to school, did his thing. We needed more of that. We talk about that a lot, don't we? About going to school and actually working and actually trying to learn and implement it, becoming a producer. And I just love
it. It's very important, man. It's very important, and it links to the longevity of the person because, you know, there's a lot of people that could pick up a cannon and point it at somebody and say they're a video director, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these guys, you know, actually are making it by doing that. But when you got people that can study the craft, study the art, went to school for it, you know what I'm saying, actually understand what they're trying to get across to the audience, those guys are going to last a long time because they're going to be able to transition from the video to the film, to the to the documentaries, whatever they need to do to bring any subject across, they're going to be able to do that. So, you know, Will got a strong future ahead of him just by understanding that he knows how to study the techniques. He studied them in school. He's studying them every time he gets work. So he'll be able to adapt to any situation. So you just heard him. He want to do that feature film. He want to put that tux on. And as long as he out there working hard, he going to be able to do it.
It's straight up. And I really like the fact that he said you always got to do it. I mean, I'm loving that when we have these guests on, they continue to say, hey, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to keep doing this. You got to learn. You got to grow. And I just love that about himself. And he's a fun, humble dude with a lot of fun in his belt. You know, over 300 videos, that's dope. So,
He got a lot. He got a lot. That is dope. And from where he from, man, like, you know.
Yes.
That place, that place right there is no joke.
Yes, war zone. And to come out of that, what do they call it, Chirac?
You know, they call it Chirac, but that particular part where he's from, that Inglewood area, that section, you know, it's a lot of wild stuff that goes on over there. You know, it's pretty crazy out in Chicago. And you know, one thing I hope about Chicago is that it doesn't be a fad to music lovers now. Like, from people that's from Chicago, they understand what's going on there because they've been involved with it for a long, long time, like Will was saying. But then you got the people that's now getting involved with it because of the Chief Keef popularity, because of, you know, the Dirk popularity, and they think it's some novelty shit, like, oh, that's a gangsta-ass place. I love niggas from Chirac.
And,
you know, it's kind of fuels it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, brother, you on the outside looking in. You don't know what them kids going through at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just want them to, it's good to have brothers like Gates and, you know, Common and Vic and Chance the Rapper. A balance, you know what I'm saying? Just a balance, because I love the Chiefs and, you know, I love the Dirks, you know, the Reese's. When them dudes was coming out, I was like, I love L.E.P., you know what I'm saying? L.E.P. is real strong to me. I love them dudes. So when you see all of that, you're just like, yo, this is dope, but you always need a balance, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. You hit it right on the button with that, or nails, whatever you want to call it. Just a dope guy. And like I said, I love how he gave an insight as to, you know, for the most part, it's two sides to it. You know, just I love the way that he just kind of elaborated and spoke on that further when it comes to the culture and the environment in Chicago and, you know, what's actually taking place. Because we're not there. So for somebody that, you know, to be there and be able to vouch and say what it is and, I also like the fact that the OGs were like, nah, you don't want to do this. You know, go to school, you don't have to do this. I really like that they did that for him. So that says a lot about people's characters, regardless of the background. And like he said, you're born into it almost. You know, you kind of just don't even have a choice. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense. So thank you. Shout out again to our guest, Will Gates. And everybody that's listening, you guys, again, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. We're here every Wednesday. Going to have some special guests also next week. And you guys, don't be afraid to call in. We see you tuning in, and that's what's up. We see you tweeting and whatnot. But, yeah, if you missed this broadcast and you missed the interview with Will Gates, definitely go back and listen to the broadcast that will be available when we conclude tonight. Golden, I want to ask you, was there anything in the news that you found? Sterling. We could definitely.
Yeah, that's like I was gonna ask you. I think we should make that like a show where everybody. We were supposed to do this before. Let's make
that a town hall show
about Sterling. We gotta talk about that.
Not a whole show about Sterling, but
where that we give a people a chance to chime in, and I've been it's been interesting to hear different people's takes, especially now since I'm hearing a lot of black people say, oh, why are you even worried about that? Because black people kill each other all day, talk shit, and we're supposed to be so mad at this guy, and I'm just like, you know what? I would like to talk to different people and see the perspectives that they have on this, because some I think is crazy, but maybe if they explain the way they're thinking, we move, okay, I can see what you're saying or whatever. But to me,
well,
I'm glad
way,
the motherfucker
I'm not
got
with that.
What he got.
Yeah,
I'm not fucking with that. I
don't
want him to lose the team. I don't give a shit what he – I want him
off
the face – I ain't going to say off the face of the earth, but ban him from L.A., get his ass somewhere in the corner of the earth where he can just
fuck with
himself all day and have to hate people. I can't fuck with him at all.
Nah, I'm
fuck,
not
hashtag fuck Sterling.
That's right. I agree with all of that. Curse words and everything. I'm in
everything.
There.
Comparing people to dogs? Is he crazy?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
See, my dad was like, this nigga been lost his mind. I was sitting up, I said, he is crazy. And, you know, they didn't waste no time with the the IG. But,
Oh, they went ham on him on the IG.
They went ham with it.
But it's so much deeper, man. It's so much realer than, you know, jokes and shit like that. It's very serious because Meek Mill said something that immediately what I thought.
Yeah.
He said, listen, this guy could be your doctor, your judge, a police officer. So you see that. How, you never know what people are saying behind these closed doors when it comes to, you know what I'm saying? So you got to watch it. You just got to hope. And there's really nothing you could do but hope somebody got a kind heart, good-hearted, you know what I'm saying? But this brother is insane.
No, it's very real, and it's I've already talked to you just even off camera and off site of how real it just is, and it's just off camera, off air of how real it really is. And I mean, I go through it a lot, you know, in my environment, in my profession. So it's a shame. It's just a shame that we have to even still do this, and it's blatant. It's not, you know, so.
But still want to put his little shriveled up meat in a fine little black Mexican
black
tone, you know what I mean? Still want to put his little, man, get your ass out of here, dog. Like, he the worst ever, man.
No, he was horrible. He was horrible with it. But definitely, like you said, we got to make time to do that as well as our review show. But I'm going to get these guests in, you guys. We're going to catch them while they have some downtime. These celebrities as well. Got a lot of people coming up. Got Looney Tunes coming up. Producer of Rihanna's Love Song. He's already locked in and ready to go. He'll be on in about 2 weeks. We got Glasses Malone. He'll be coming through as well the following week. So we got a couple of from the LA, another territory we get to hear about, the scene it re out there as well. So we got quite a few people coming up on here, you guys, so definitely stay tuned. Kelsey Nicole from couple therapy, but she's a recording artist as well, so she'll be coming up soon here. Had a chance to see her perform. Great performance, really competitive. she's ready. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on that you ran across in the news that was just something that we had to discuss as far as music-wise? Great.
No, you know, really, I hadn't got a chance to really dive in to really anything big musically, except for the, of course, the excitement of the Beyonce Jay-Z tour. Also Mariah Carey getting that hit record. But other than that, really, I've been engulfed with Sterling conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's been a hot topic. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
I think everything kind of stopped around that news right there. But musically, I really hadn't dived into what was going on this week. So next week, definitely bring you some hot topics. And one thing I do want to say, man, you know, stop running up in your job shooting shit up, shooting people up and man. Like,
I'm so sick
of hearing those stories. I can't see straight, man. If you want to off yourself, just off your fucking self, man. Just people just going to work trying to chill. They're not going to work looking for some motherfucker to come in and just start shooting people because it's their job. You know what I mean? They need to really.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know if every time you hear it on the news, it makes another crazy motherfucker say, you know what, I'm going to do that.
Right.
I'm going to go out like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't even want to hear reports on that shit no more because it's just real foul. I think it's a copycat thing going on right now, and God forbid somebody just wake up tomorrow and come into any of our, you know, parents' jobs, jobs and act like they fucking want to kill everybody. Man, just shoot yourself in the comforts of your own home, die in your crib, and get it over with, man.
Can be done.
Leave everybody else alone, man.
Yeah, it's gotten out of hand, out of control for sure. Well, definitely, you guys, again, everybody be safe. This weather's been, you know, unpredictable, but yet still predictable. Watch the weather channel. Stay inside if you don't have to move around. But if you are moving around, I hope that you're where you need to be already and that it might be either Miami for the Court DJs Conference. Again, shout out to Tony Neal, one of our guests that came on last year, as well as the Apple Show that's coming up this Sunday as well. So you guys, you got a lot of things to go to. If you're not, I'll be there in Miami and in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Two, take the pick, whichever you're closest to. Head to one of those. Also, shout out to, again, global14.com, which is the station that we are, broadcast by it. I'm moving it. I'm good. I guess I don't know. I guess I stumbled over some work. I guess I'm good. I'm hoping I'm good now. Gosh, that's
straight.
What you get for trying to do too much, like trying to get the record pulled up and doing a lot. But yeah, thank you guys, everybody that continues to support us and listen in. Next week definitely we'll have some. That's what I was gonna say. We haven't talked about Billboard in a minute. That's changed drastically. So. Which is shocking. So definitely want to come back and give you guys some mixtapes you can listen to, some downloads, some new music, as well as the Billboard updates. It just hasn't been the same since we got back, you know, so have to hit up the powers that be and see what's going on. But other than that, I'm good. I'm all set. At Onyx254 on Twitter, IG, everything. Shout out to Lamont holding it down. Again, have a YouTube that you guys can go to. We do have a Facebook page as well, so you can access all of that on our Twitter at Global14TheCut. And yeah, Onyx254 everything, and that's it for me.
Holla at me at the Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece on everything, Twitter, IG, Golden Fleece on Global14.com, Facebook, all the social networks, man. We out there, we on them. Check us out. And, yeah, that's it, man. We good to go on a rainy Wednesday night. You know what I mean?
On a rainy Wednesday night. Gloomy, rainy Wednesday night. Alrighty. That's about. We back next week. Same time, same place.
One love.
Worst. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still had to scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit. Niggas still playing my
your shit. It's like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Niggas never learn us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command is a mission, try to fight to the finish just to see if my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never learned us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never learned us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is a man, motherfucker, I done grown up. You know me. You know me. I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who cop the new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who up making rap out of doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style niggas we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you thought, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort inside. Nigga, where your shit from? I imported mine. I miss for money like my last name Mordecai. Fuck you bitch, I'm more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the sunny race you used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sudden I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker! Remember? Hold up, hold my phone. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker! Remember? Worst behavior.